The Democratic Alliance has today submitted a second formal request to the Zondo Commission of Inquiry to urgently examine the ongoing role played by the ANC's policy of cadre deployment in capturing, corrupting and collapsing the South African state. The DA has also laid a formal charge with the Public Service Commission requesting the PSC to investigate a leaked cadre deployment memorandum apparently sent by the African National Congress to all government departments. In the memorandum, which is in the DA's possession, the governing party insists that it has the right to interfere in the appointments of all directors general, chairpersons, CEOs, and boards of all state-owned enterprises. The memo, in fact, explicitly instructs ministers that no appointment should be taken to cabinet without passing through the Cadre Deployment Committee first. The contents of the memo once again confirms that state capture has long been and remains the official policy of the ANC. Through cadre deployment, the ANC has completely undermined the separation between party and state, thereby ensuring that its cadres are appointed to powerful positions in the state in order to serve the financial and political interests of the party rather than serving the people of South Africa. Cadre deployment not only fuels the ongoing massive looting of public resources by the ANC, but has also drained the state of skills by rewarding political loyalty to the ANC above skill and merit. Cadre deployment is at the root of the corruption and collapse of our state, and the DA will not rest until the practice is eradicated. In addition to the complaints filed with the Zondo Commission and the Public Service Commission over the latest cadre corruption memo, the DA is also fast-tracking the development of our Capable State Bill to outlaw cadre deployment and replace the ANC's corrupt state with a DA-style capable state where appointments are based on skill and demonstrated merit, not on cronyism and political corruption.